Good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. Again, I hope you're doing well today. Today, I'm going to do something different. I was thinking about teams and questions about teams, and people ask me questions about jobs and how do you find people and things like that. And I realized that we need to talk more about how to build up an agile team from the get-go. You know, everyone wants to say, this is the perfect scenario. And by the way, Bubbles has joined the show. She's here. She decided to wait till I hit the live button. Then she shows up, right? But it's important to talk about human resources, HR. Now, if you don't like the term resources or whatever, okay, just deal with it, right? I mean, it is what it is. You can be a people person. There's people groups. There's all kinds of stuff out there, new terminology out there to try to make people feel good about. But human resources is fine. No one's going to die from the use of the term human resources, right? Sometimes people overreact, I think, and some things. If you find a good term for your company, be my guest. But I want to talk about, you know, people talk about building teams, got to do all this work, getting the teams work together. Sometimes it helps to come with a good starting point. How do you build an agile team? And I wanted to add the topic of human resources, what human resources could do for teaming up with teams, management, building teams, back and forth. And we'll even touch on how human resources departments might utilize agile thinking, maybe even Scrum, and how they do their day-to-day business. But primarily, we're going to talk about how to build agile teams. Who knows? I might even do a webinar on this for HR people at some point in time. So let's get into it. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master, and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. And sometimes we get a cattail that shows up in the video. And that's just because we're live and there's nothing going to stop Bubbles from doing whatever she Bubbles wants to do. Hopefully not hit the microphone. Bubbles, stay off the microphone. She's crazy. Crazy cat. And she's on the show because she has her own AI special. But I haven't put any stories out lately on that one. Anyway, let's get back to the work. We're trying to do more work, less time getting that work, and having a little more fun. And so let's talk about HR a little bit. So like I said, I'm going to introduce a new topic area of HR and how HR, you can team up with HR, how HR can help managers and teams build up players, find replacement people, things like that. So I'm going to do a little bit of subject today on HR. And when you initially try to build the teams and you're putting job opportunities out on LinkedIn or Dice or whatever systems you want to put it out there. So, and today I'm going to talk about geographic locations, time zones, right? Right? Bubbles time zones. Is that what it is? She's all messed up because of the whole daylight savings time. And you have to take that into account too in the time zones because not everyone practices the daylight savings time and things get changed over time. So when building an agile team, ideally you want them to be able to work together in the same room. However, in this day and time, which is not a bad thing, I'm not saying one over another. You got the hybrid, you got some people working in the office, some people working remotely, things like that. How do you deal with that? And then you got total remote for a while there, even before the great 2020 apocalypse that happened. A lot of teams would outsource their work across the world. Is that necessarily a good thing? It can be. It depends how it's created. I had one company. I'm just going to tell you a story. We outsourced a lot of work to India, right? There was a lot of people in India that were doing the work and we were coaching the teams. And what I noticed when they were building these teams up is they had, ideally, everyone would be in the same building, same city, in a same geographical location. That would be primary one. Level two, same time zone. That would be level two. Level three, same country, or at least within a time zone or two. Now, the problem is when you go from the United States over to Europe, it's at least 5 hours, if not 8 hours difference as you keep going east from the United States, unless you're on the West Coast, and then you go Asia and so on and so forth. So there is a big time zone gap. Now, if you have people in the same time zone, what's nice about it, at least they all start the same time. They can work on the same time zone. They're not somebody off, and they get more time when they can gel together as a group. It's a longer group communication, even though it's remote, but at least you got more. So if you're going to recruit people, look up and down. Like if you're looking on the East Coast, look up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Now, some people say, but Greg, I can recruit people from all around the world and do that. But does that necessarily build a good team? Now, if you are going to create around the world, try to get people that are in the same time zone, right? Don't go US, Europe, India, Singapore, Japan, Australia, West Coast, and put all those people from all those different time zones on the same team, right? Because then they don't get time to work together. They have to do everything by text. And now we have to interpret things by written communication, which we know gets obliterated. I mean, just look at social media chat. You write the wrong word. Like I misspelled something the other day, and I still blame the phone's spell check thing for the misplay. Oh, look at this Eagles fan. He can't type. I'm like, dude, it's not what I meant. I wanted to say you're an idiot. that's not what I wanted to type in. It's just when you hit send, it was permanent. And then it gets misinterpreted out the world, right? So those are the kind of things that you can type things. They get misinterpreted. They don't get the understanding. Sometimes you have to, that's why we do in sprint. When we do in Scrum, we do a demo, right? We do a review. So you actually get to see working product. It isn't all specs. It isn't all requirements. It isn't all stories in a JIRA. Okay, it's actually working software. When you see things working, when you interact with people personally, you can see their visual reactions to what their product they're using. It's very important in an agile mindset, agile delivery. So if let's say an example, I would start out with India. I was analyzing the company. They had people scattered all throughout India. India is not a small country. There's some people, oh, it's India. No. It's like when people ask me about, I get people overseas trying to recruit me. Oh, it's Pittsburgh. Do you realize it's an 8-hour drive away from where I live in Philadelphia? They have no clue. They don't care, right? They just know it's Pennsylvania and they just know it's the United States. Woo. You got to understand a little bit of a geography when you want to be in HR, especially recruiting for agile teams. So you got to understand what are the cities and towns. Because one of the ideas is that even though they're not here, so let's say you need to recruit 5 people or you need to build a whole team in India to support a team in the United States, right? Pick people that live in this. There's enough people in there. There's enough of a pool in that live in the same town, or at least towns are geographically within a couple hour drive from each other. So if from time to time, maybe every sprint when we do a sprint review, or sprint planning or something, they can get together in the same room and get to meet each other and interact with each other in a personal way. That's available. There's no reason why not to try it, right? But at least don't. This is one of the worst part of I saw this. They were like, oh, we're going to build these corporate buildings in these different cities. Okay, great. But you're hiring people scattered around cities all across India. I said, and you're putting them all on the same team. It doesn't make sense, right? Where they had one person in one city somewhere out there. I'm like, so you have one person all by themselves in the middle of nowhere that doesn't get to interact with the team at all. There's no way. Why would you put them on a team where most of the people are from this one city in India, right? That doesn't make any sense. They could be the best person in the world, but do you necessarily want to hire the best person in the world? Maybe they're not good at working with other people. I don't know. But you want to kind of do that geographical or the time zone. I think it was even a different time zone in India or something, but it was way, way, way far. I'm like, why don't you just have that person, that team, that town work with this team because they have other people in the same city. So that makes more sense for that person to work with these other people on this team because they're all from the same city. Now go find somebody else, maybe from another team that you hired, and relocate them into a team that they are all in the same city. So that's something where HR can help identify geolocation for people to be on a team. So yes, they can be hybrid. Yes, they can be remote. You can have different talents, but at least every once in a while, they can get together and build that camaraderie between the teammates, build that familiarity, which is important. Be on the same time zone or the same time mechanisms, you know, during the day so they can group talk. So they can set up their own video chat and their own sessions and work together as a remote team together. They don't always have to be with the whole team. They can set up their own version of it, right? And then the people, if there's onesie twosies in the United States, then they join what's going on in the other country. But that was this example I want to share about what HR can do and the level of questionings when people want to hire and help build good agile teams, at least from the get-go. I hope this helps. I want to add this to the HR because we can talk about training people all we want, but sometimes it's nice to have a good starting point from which to build that interaction between people on a team. So today is We Wednesday and HR. We Team and HR Wednesday, I guess. We Team and HR Wednesday. I'll have to get used to saying that because I used to say We Team Wednesday. So now it's We Team and HR Wednesday. And hope to see you soon. Don't forget, March 20th, we have Gary Cohen. He's going to be part of our meetup group. Just want to remind everyone to join us there. I'll put some posts up later today. Just put some reminders out there. Join it. You have to join the Zoom call. It's an event in LinkedIn. It's an event in Facebook now. It's in meetup.com. It's free. It's online. It should be good. I do have a Zoom connection if you want to interact with Gary and ask questions. I have a separate Zoom connection because I don't want people hacking the call and I have to screen people. And I actually look at everyone who joins it to make sure that they are hopefully legit that have some interest in Agile and Scrum or just having questions and why they joined. I do verify on LinkedIn that they have a personality or something like that too. So with that, I want to wish you the best, but we will broadcast live on social media. So if you can't make it, you can listen, but you won't necessarily get to interact. There may be some comment sections on the live broadcast. I can't guarantee that I'll grab them and bring them in to the session. So if you really want to interact as a group and have some remote conversation, join a meetup group. It's pretty good. And then if you want to present one day, you have a topic, feel free. You know what? I got an interview. I wonder if he'll do, maybe I'll get another show with him. I got other interviews coming up down the line too. So we got some good stuff. And have a great day. Take care, everyone. See ya. Bye. See ya.